don't really have to have a way. You should just say what you feel.
Hey, it's like you're hiding the good stuff, Osi.
It's the trouble man.
It's the trouble man.
Uprise. You already know.
Uprise.
Yeah. Uprise is real.
Uprise is real.
I have a...
No.
I can't even ask.
No. You're not allowed to ask questions.
No question asking today.
No.
Can I, like, before I ask a question...
You are not allowed to say...
I'm not going to say anything. Before I say anything, can I make a statement, not a question?
Make your statement, please.
My statement is, there are days we walk in here that I can look in your eye and your demeanor as a whole, as a person, as a persona, and I know I'm not ready.
Yeah. It's going to be a rough day.
I know I am not ready. It's been a long time, OC, since I've come in here and I've started to sweat before I've even spoken.
Yeah.
I feel like you were at home and you thought, I've been making it too easy on this guy. He's weak. He's weak and I need to harden him.
I will say that there has been a lot going on this week.
Yes.
A lot going on this week.
Yes.
A lot of stuff going on in Nigeria.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on in the world. But I'm going to start with this one. Because we're here. What time is it? It's early.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
There's one thing about me.
Yes, sir.
That everybody who's been around me for a number of years knows about me.
You're on time?
I am a stickler for my schedule.
Yes, you are. Especially workouts.
My schedule is very, very important.
It is.
I get a message yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
My message says, we have to be here a little bit earlier today. Me, Simon, Chris, Will, we got to be here a little bit earlier today.
Okay, okay. Oh, gosh. Gosh.
And I said to myself,
Oh, gosh.
Now, if you don't know how seriously I take my schedule, I'm going to explain something to you.
Yes.
A couple of years ago, I was supposed to go to, I get a phone call from one of my business people in America. He's like, listen, I think Zuckerberg is in London, and there's this event we want you to go to. He sends me this message the day of the event.
Oh, no.
Now, I asked him what time is this event. He says the event is at 7. But I had a five-a-side that I'd scheduled in Brixton at 6:30.
You don't play with that. I have tried to make you break those.
Guess what I did?
You went to your five-a-side.
I went to my five-a-side. This is my schedule. I don't break my schedule for nobody.
Oh, gosh. The heat is real.
And here we are, Simon, Chris, Will, here we are, broke on my schedule, my unbreakable schedule that I break for nobody. Why? Because you want to go do the cha-cha. You want to go do the rumba, J-Bell. And now I've broken my schedule for you. So I'll tell you this, J-Bell.
Whoa.
In front of everybody in here, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this, Jason. You better win, Jason.
Oh, God.
You better win that damn thing, Jason. Because somebody's going to be held accountable for this, Jason. Either the BBC or you. Somebody's going to be held accountable for me breaking my schedule.
OC.
I don't mind holding the BBC accountable.
You
if you don't
hit me with the daddy voice. That's your strong voice you hit me with.
Jason.
I'm actually nervous.
You better win, Jason. You better win.
I'm actually nervous.
Somebody's going to be held accountable, Jason. I can tell you that right now. As much chaos as you've caused because you want to do the cha-cha.
God, I can't even breathe.
You better win.
I can't even breathe.
Everybody in here feels me. Look at Simon. We're all looking at you, J-Bell. You better win.
I'm having a cramp.
You're causing chaos.
I'm having a cramp, yo. You got to run. It won't go away. I've been dancing a lot, man. My body's weak, bro.
That's why we're here now, because you're dancing, J-Bell.
You got my stomach is cramping. I swear to God, my stomach's cramping so hard. Oh, my God.
I just thought I'd let you know.
I almost had a full body cramp messing with you.
I thought on behalf of everybody in here, on behalf of our whole team, we're going to let you know that you better win, Jason.
I almost needed you to. You know how when you had that cramp and your boy got to hold your leg up? You was about to have to get me on the ground.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, so what did you want to talk about, Jason, before I go back into the crazy stuff?
First of all, oh, my gosh.
You better win.
First up, who told me I had to do this show?
Listen, we're not going to talk about that.
Oh, okay.
None of that means anything.
Oh, none of it means anything.
It doesn't fit the narrative that I'm talking about right now. It doesn't fit the narrative.
I said
if it doesn't fit the narrative.
When I was given this opportunity, the first person I talked to and said, hey, man, what do you think?
Yeah.
What do we do?
Okay.
And I understand this is going to really, you're going to have to adjust. Mm-hmm. And you said, I'm not even, you gave me the
Chinese virus. The Chinese. I'm going to start talking about something else.
God.
The Chinese.
Like, I can't.
Sometimes I'm looking at the guy. I'm like, but what does that have to do with? What does that have to do with anything?
What are you talking about? Oh my gosh! I seriously am having an internal stomach cramp. Okay, I don't. Yeah.
Whew. Oh my goodness.
Whew. Okay, so I'm supposed to. Okay. But
it works, though. You see that? It works.
I'm done.
You're done.
I forgot everything I was going to say. I don't even know what I was going to – I had a point. I was just trying to say – I don't even know what I was trying to say. Yeah, I completely forgot. Oh, I know you have something else for us today. Mm. Can I say one thing?
Yes, please.
That I was thinking about? And it's about football.
Yeah.
It's about the NFL. It's about the game we love. You're a music guy.
Yep.
You love music.
I do.
You have a very good ear for it.
Mm-hmm.
And you appreciate the process of music being made.
I do. Okay.
I've witnessed it with you. I've been there. I have been able to see that through you, through Nadine, watch music being made.
Mm. Shout out to Nadine.
Shout out to Nadine. She's she's holding it down right now because mm-hmm. Things that you just talked about before that I'm not even going to get into.
Right.
Schedule's getting shit.
Got you.
Yeah, okay. I hope you and her don't plot against me.
No, we're not going to do
that. Yeah, okay.
Right. Never. Not going to happen.
Okay.
I can say this to you, but I'm not going to go for nobody else.
My brother.
No chance.
Ossie is my brother, man.
No chance.
Just in case anybody wants to know, he is my brother, and that's how it is for life. That being said, I was watching football, and I all of a sudden, I'm looking at games, right? Like, say, you know, the Raiders, Kansas City. And I won't dive into specifics, but I just want everybody to listen to this. Game planning is like, well, let's start with this. Great play calling. Like, great play calling, specific plays on offense and defense. It's like a dope single.
Yep.
It's like, ooh, that's a nice single. Mm-hmm. Put it out there. People like it. You know, it's hot. You know, it's a song.
Mm-hmm.
A game plan, it's like an album.
Yep. It's amazing, ain't it?
It is a full album. And you sit down and you go through the whole thing and it flows.
Mm-hmm.
Every song. It just, at the end of it, you have just experienced something.
Yep.
It's well thought out. Everything about it as a listener, beautiful.
Yep.
Beautiful. And when you watch, I watched your boy Gruden.
Mm-hmm.
You interviewed him, man. It was just you and him fascinating, right? It's just, you're asking him questions, things. You had his mind rolling. You mm-hmm. brought up his team coming out to London mm-hmm. and the bonding experience. And he looked at you like, oh, so you're right, you know? Yeah. Wow, I didn't think about that, right? And then your conversation with him flourished. So we've watched him.
Yes.
My goodness, he put an album together mm-hmm. in that game. Mm-hmm. It was just like, from an offensive guy, mm-hmm. everything he put together, it was just a beautiful album. You saw a shift and change. Mm-hmm. They beat the best team in football.
They did.
And it was because most people that listen to this podcast love music. Just think about the perfect game plan is your perfect album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was, you know, I took time to not only watch that game, I went back after to see, because I was curious as to what exactly happened, right? Couldn't understand why people were getting wide open and some of the things that was going on. So I followed some people. I started to research how this happened. Bro, there is literally, there can't be another game on earth like football. Can't be. It's not possible.
It's
not possible.
It's brilliant, man.
It's not possible.
I mean, there's just so much.
It's not possible.
That can change week to week. Jeez. And different inputs that you put in. Everything changes.
When you see, right, what these coordinators and these game planners, like you alluded to, when you see what they're doing, it's mind-blowing.
It is.
This guy would run a post mm-hmm. and a curl, mm-hmm. waiting to see what coverage the Chiefs were in. Mm-hmm. The safety would drop down to take the curl,
yes.
and that post on the other side is running wide open.
And you're totally, and the reason why
how
is they're
do
like,
you know that?
They're like, oh, Derek Carr doesn't take shots deep, right? He doesn't do that. He's not a risk taker. But you know what? Henry Ruggs was there, and Gruden said, no, you're going to throw the ball to him.
Mm.
You're going to throw the ball to that post.
Oh, my God. The games being played and the push and the pull and the scheme and the things that are going on out there. I saw something else yesterday. And oddly enough, this was the Jets
mm-hmm.
that did this.
Okay.
I watched the breakdown of this and I was like, wow. The Jets were running, and a lot of people aren't going to understand what I'm talking about, but that's okay.
Yeah, we can.
That's fine.
We'll break it down.
They're running a cover two on one side.
Yep, so.
Right?
One safety deep, corner. And
corner sitting in the flat.
Yeah. Yep.
Only they were playing against a rookie quarterback. Mm-hmm. Ripien, I think was his name. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if it was a rookie, but they're playing. It was against the Denver Broncos mm-hmm. when a Locke got hurt.
Yep. You know who his uncle is, Mark Ripien.
Mark Ripien, yeah, has right. to be, yeah. So the guy who's in the flat,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. The corner.
The corner who's in the flat. And the safety who's got the deep half, right?
Deep half, yes.
Corner. Oddly enough, right, was behaving like he's in man.
Yes, disguising.
Disguising. Mm-hmm. It's a trap. Mm-hmm. So what he did was he ran.
Trap coverage, yeah.
He ran with the guy who's doing the vertical route. He ran with him.
And peeled off.
And at the last second, mm-hmm. the funny thing is, he wasn't looking at the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He was running. Then all of a sudden, he just stopped
yep.
and turned.
Yep.
And the ball right there. And I looked at that. I was like, if you're a quarterback,
yeah.
how in the world are you supposed to see that?
Brilliant coverage call.
How are you supposed to see that?
It's hard. You know what the best ones do? And this is why it works against a young guy. It's a brilliant cover. Trap coverage, I love it. The best ones, like when I played against a Manning,
mm.
they would know our footwork as corners
yeah.
so well.
Mm-hmm.
They would say, oh, that's not how he plays.
Yeah.
And if you weren't an elite corner that knew that, he just picked up. But it's hard. Hey, listen, there's a reason it works. It's I love that stuff. And this is what people have to compute in 4 to 5 seconds.
In real time.
Yes. Like, I'm seeing
the rush.
My read says this. Dude's going with this. That corner's going to play this. Oh, no, he's doing this. Oh, he flips off. What the heck just happened?
Incredible. I love it. And And as much as I know about football, and I know so – I hate the – I know so much stuff about football, right? Because I played it for so long. Every day I'm learning. Every day I'm seeing things that I didn't see before.
Man, I feel you.
Every single day.
We're students still.
And I'm like, wow. This it's constantly and these people are so smart. Man, I swear they could be scientists, man. These guys could be working for NASA. These guys were coming up with this stuff.
It's some serious minds. I mean, think about you and I if we were coaches and we knew everything about each other. Okay, say you and I, we're like, we're going to go into a debate.
Yeah.
Okay, you and me. Now, I know your strengths, you know my strengths. Mm-hmm. You know my weaknesses. You don't have many, but I think I will attack. Mm-hmm. I'd come up with something. Mm-hmm. Now we have to game plan on what we think. We know all this info.
Yep.
But now your strategy changes everything. Because you know I know.
Yep.
So you're like, I know he knows this, so I'm going to do this or this. Get flustered. Get all over the place. Mm-hmm. That's what these coordinators have to do. They have years of research. He's done this against that. But I have to make a decision now and a game plan on what I think he's going to think.
Yep.
Then if he doesn't, I have to adjust on the fly.
Crazy. Crazy.
Which you're pretty good at, adjusting on the fly, by the way. So let's not have that debate.
Another thing that I saw that was very interesting regarding football, we saw the Dak Prescott injury.
Yeah, we have to get into that.
We saw the Dak Prescott injury. And it was gruesome.
It was.
And devastating to look at.
Yes.
I was so shocked when I saw it, right?
Yes.
And, you know, my wife was next to me. She saw it. She just covered up. She was like, no. She just ran out the room. Because they showed they showed it initially and you could see.
I know. It's.
And so she got up and ran out the room. And, you know, when she came back, she was like, is it over? I was like, yeah. She was like, man, I can't believe what you guys do to yourselves, man. Right? Mm-hmm. But that's not what I want to get into, because injury is a massive part of football. We've discussed that. We discussed that on the locker room.
Yes, we have.
Things that we've dealt with. I've dealt with similar situations. You have, too.
Yeah, my arm popped out like that.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Dallas and Dak Prescott were in a very unique situation.
There's a lot of chips on the tables on different sides.
Yeah. A lot of interesting things at play here.
Yes.
Dak Prescott was looking to get paid.
Yes.
Cowboys refused to give him the long-term deal that he wanted.
Or they didn't want to give him the time period.
Whichever way.
Yeah, he wanted less years, they wanted more years.
Right.
I think.
Something like that, right?
Yeah, I'm not in there.
But the fact of the matter is, they offered him a substantial amount of money.
Very true.
He decided to bet on himself and not take it.
Yes.
And now
that's a fact.
This is the end result of that. For his long-term future, I don't know. Because, of course, he's going to come back. Mm-hmm. But Andy Dalton's not a joke.
Especially with all that talent on that offense. I mean, it's built with plenty of playmakers to get the ball to.
That cat's not a joke.
No. He's a good quarterback. He's a good quarterback. He took his team to the playoffs.
Five times in a row.
He's not easy. A
joke. Right. So, let's see what happens with that. But here's what I wanted to discuss. Because I've seen this happen to a lot of people, right?
Okay.
I've seen the same exact situation happen to a lot of people. It's always good to bet on yourself. Always.
Yeah.
The NFL, as ugly as this is going to sound, the NFL is not really a sport that you bet on yourself with and win most of the time.
Explain this.
Most of the time, when you bet on yourself, you lose.
In the NFL?
In the NFL. you lose.
Why do you say that?
Here's why. The risk of injury is 100% in the NFL.
It will happen.
Period. There's no escaping it. One. It's not even a, it's not 90. It's not 80.
You're going to get hurt.
It's 100%.
Something's going to.
There's nobody who's played the game.
There's going to be a bump in your road. It's not a smooth highway.
Nobody who's played the game.
Yeah.
Escapes unscathed.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen.
Yeah. True.
Right?
True.
So knowing that.
If you play long enough, for sure.
Even if you play 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
You're going
as long
to,
as you're out there.
You're going to get injured.
Yeah.
I saw Steve Smith, our young receiver with the Giants, fantastic player. Giants offered him a long-term deal. He said, nah.
Got hurt.
Got injured. I saw Terrell Thomas.
Oh, corner. I was there, bro. I was there. I was at the game.
Yeah. Corner.
I was at the game,
Jason,
OC.
Fantastic
He
play.
Was going to get the whole paid. Chalupa. He was going to get paid.
They offered him a deal. He's like, I'm going to bet on myself. Injured. Key mix.
I'm going to ride out this way. Is that there's chips on the table.
Yeah.
If I wait a little more, I'm going to get an extra couple of chips.
Yes.
And I don't want to say the greed, but the I know if I wait a little more, I'm going to get extra chips.
Yep.
Instead of taking the chips off the table.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And for every Kirk Cousins, for every one of Kirk Cousins, there's like 5 to 6, maybe even 10 people who it doesn't go in their favor. So here's what I've come to realize, and here's what I've come to understand, right? Ego plays so much a part in these contract negotiations because you deserve to be one of the top paid players, right? You deserve that.
Mm-hmm.
You deserve things that you see other people getting, right? Mm-hmm. But in the grand scheme of things, Jason, doesn't matter, man.
It doesn't.
Doesn't matter.
I hear you loud and clear.
It doesn't matter, Jason.
And you have vast experience in this.
100%.
It's different.
100%. It doesn't matter. I've been through it.
No. Right? You truly have.
Been through it. I can categorically tell you, right, and as ugly as this is going to sound, because people are suffering. So many people are suffering. There's no difference between somebody who's making $35 million and somebody who's making $30 million. Mm-hmm. There's no difference in lifestyle.
You're right. I mean, what? You're right. Just your
zero
taxes.
Difference. That's it.
That's it.
Why would you fight risk?
Yeah. I love this conversation.
Doesn't make any sense. I mean, it does just from an ego standpoint, and I want to be the highest pick. But in the grand scheme of things, in life,
yes,
in your long-term prognosis, your long-term future, it does not matter.
Okay, this is fascinating. I agree. So, you know I love finance.
Yes.
Okay, so when I talk to someone and we're talking about financial stuff, the first thing I have to get to them to understand is what actually risk and reward means to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we get into that. And most of the time, I get them to understand it's not monetary.
Mm-hmm.
It's motivation. It's needs, comfort, care, right? All these things that aren't really money, but money does.
Mm.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, and I agree with this, if I'm an agent,
yes,
obviously I think like a financial advisor, and you're right, and I say, I need to say, hey, what is this worth to you?
Exactly.
What is this fight worth to you? Because now I have a clear path. If I go OC client, I would have loved to be your agent too. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. I would have been on a boat. Mm-hmm. I'd have been spending all that money.
Right.
Yeah, anyways. All of it.
All good.
You'd have been like, my agent is out
he's
of
balling.
Control.
Yeah,
he's got
he's balling.
What is he charging me?
Right.
He's living like me. Mm-hmm. Anyway, sorry. I just got.
Right.
Yeah. Just, I don't know how I even got
it's
there.
Okay. It's okay.
I don't even know where I'm at. Okay. If I'm an agent.
Yes.
I'm like, look, if we're going to do this, OC,
yep.
we're going to fight because you want to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Yep.
I can't. The risk and reward and the monetary value is you're in this fight.
Yes.
You're in to prove a point. Okay. I can plug that in our equation.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's like, this guy's getting paid this, and I'm looking at this extra 5 or 10 or whatever, whatever. Like you said, when you're at a significantly high number, then I'm like, what is that worth to you?
Yep.
Let's dig down to that number and what that means to your life. And now we can get a proper gauge on your real risk tolerance.
Mm.
And I think to your point, you look like a guy like Kirk Cousins, and you're like, oh, man, he bet on himself. Kirk Cousins really had to. Mm. He didn't really have a legitimate deal that he was like, I can take this.
Yeah.
He was like, they're all trying to shortchange me. Mm. I really have to go to the end. And that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And you see guys get lucky with that because they have a breakout year or what, you know, things that happen like that. But when you're, you know, a guy like you that's a major contributor that they know they got to pay,
mm-hmm.
they're always going to pay you earlier.
Yep.
It makes complete sense to them. And you know what they're looking at? They're looking at this great concept, OC. It's called time value of money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, OC, I'm going to pay you today early.
Yep.
But you're going to have to give me a discount.
Yep.
Because you got the money in your pocket.
Yep.
What is that worth
to you? What is that
you?
Worth to you?
What's that discount worth to you? And every decision we make as people, everything we do,
yep.
and I truly look at the world like this. I look at what is my gauge on risk versus reward
yep.
and time value of money. Because I can't get that time back and I can't lose
mm-hmm.
a certain amount because I don't have the time to
yep.
recover
yep.
in everything. It doesn't have to be money, anything. Time with your loved ones, time with, you know, time you spend with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you going to go out there and work your tail off and then not have that time? You know, I can go anywhere with this, but it's a great way to view.
But you're 100% correct, 100%. And then I think about the situation that I had got into with the Giants, mm-hmm. right? And now that I look back on it, I look at where I am, I look at how my family is, I look at all the things that I've been able to do. Man, I think to myself, what was I fighting for?
Was it to fight?
Nothing other than that. But back then, I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand it back then.
You wish you could talk to the younger OC?
I wish I could be like, listen. But the only good thing is I didn't pay a price for that fight.
No. No.
I didn't.
You understood your risk.
Clear.
You said, I'm going to take it. You've always been the one to be very clear on how far you're willing to take it.
How far are you willing to go?
And you know that before you go into something. You don't figure it out on the fly.
No. How far are you willing to go? I was fighting, but I was fighting with house's money because I had already been paid.
Mm-hmm.
Something.
So you had leverage.
You can't be fighting if you get that money first, man. I'm telling you. Get it first. I had a conversation with a defensive end. I'm not going to say his name. This was last year. Last year, I had a conversation with the cat. He was going through something. And the team was offering him a significant amount of money.
Yep.
But he was like, I think I can get more. I was like, listen, bro. Listen to me. Please, just listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are offering you $14, $15 million a year.
Yeah. Stop.
Right? I was like, listen to me, man. That extra three that you're fighting for,
uh-huh.
I know it's a lot of money. It's a significant amount of money. But the numbers are so high.
Uh-huh.
It's not just take that money, man.
Yep.
Please, just take it. He was like, nah. Starts fighting. ends up now he's somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Season going in. He'll never get that
opportunity again. It's gone. You make a really good point, and I want to, and I'm just going to, not even devil's advocate, because I completely agree. And I haven't been in that situation.
Yeah.
This is where, and I wrote this down while you were talking because it came to, it came straight to my mind. Pressure to please the crowd.
Mm.
You know who the crowd is?
Mm.
The locker room.
The locker room.
The locker room audience. Because you know what they do in the locker room?
Mm.
Chirp, 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 yep. Chirp, chirp. Man, Jay Bell, man, he should have.
You should have.
You should have. You know what? Everybody gives the you should have
yep.
when it isn't yours.
Yep. Yep.
Patrick Mahomes signs the deal.
Mm.
You and I never even said anything about this because we don't even think like this. Well, why did he sign for 10 years? He should have did this and that. And you're like, yo, you want to nitpick everything on this man. You don't know what this man, what truly motivates him.
Yep.
What is his risk and rewards, you know, ratio? What are his needs? What's important to him? Have you talked to him?
Yep.
Have you sat in Patrick Mahomes' living room and had this conversation? But you want to talk about it.
Yep.
You want him to please you with his decision.
Ridiculous.
And you know what? You know what happens with that?
Mm.
Your point before was, now people start questioning their motives and what's really important to them because you cannot win pleasing the crowd.
Mm-mm. Not possible.
Not possible. You just will lose at everything.
Every time.
You won't even be yourself.
Mm.
Like, if we sat here and said everything we say, we just want to – you know, I've thought like this before. I've tried to play it safe.
Mm-hmm.
I'll call myself out.
Mm-hmm.
And you looked at me like, you can do that.
Yeah.
Or you can be yourself.
Yep.
You can be yourself, who I know, mm-hmm. or you can be someone else,
Jay yep.
Bell. But I'm going to be Elsie.
Mm-hmm.
So you just get on the train and do whatever you want to. I had a choice.
Yeah.
You gave me the choice.
Uh-huh.
But you know what I enjoy? I enjoy being myself.
Yep.
Because I, you know, I'm not going to – Yeah,
it's much better that way.
It's much better, I'm not out to get anybody.
Yeah.
I'm for the people. Period.
You're not flip flopping.
I'm not, but I'm myself, and I can roll with that.
Everybody around you is gonna be like, when you do something, they'll be like, yeah, that's consistent.
Yeah,
that's you know, that's Jason.
Yep. I mean, it's you know, I've not to. This is a beautiful conversation, but you know, even with Strictly, it's like,
yep.
I'm about to have the time of my life.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna be
yourself.
I'm like when I'm out there, it's everything is this, OC. Truly. The last time I ever got on a football field, I enjoyed it so much. Thank goodness I did.
Mm.
That's my memory.
Yeah.
And I was hurt and it was over.
Yep.
But I was on the field and I was that dude. I was getting attacked that game.
Yeah.
And I had a great game, and I was just in the moment. Things went up and down, whatever, but that's my vision of everything. Like, I'm like, man, that's all I got. So every time I'm doing something, I'm going to enjoy it.
Got to.
But I wish somebody would offer me $14 million a year to do something. So that would be cool, too.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
And we'll
then I'm
going
to call you. You know, it'll be in reverse. They'll offer 10,
and
I'll be like, oh, see, I'm about to take it. You'll be like, JBL. Calm down.
No. That's not what I'll say.
Not yet.
That's not what I'll say,
you
Jason.
You not say that?
I say you better get that bread, bro. You better take that money. You better put that thing in your pocket. I guess. Oh, you better put that thing in your pocket, J-Bell. And Naya is going to be going to the best schools.
Oh, my God.
There's something else I have to mention here.
Tell me, bro.
There's something else I have to mention.
Is it? Okay, tell me. I'm listening.
There is massive protests in Nigeria.
A lot. Yep. I've been keeping an eye on it.
Massive protests in Nigeria.
Can you tell us why?
Yeah. There is a unit of the Nigerian police called SARS. Anti-robbery units.
So is it like a crime suppression type of unit where they have the authority?
Armed robbery.
Yeah, to basically stop armed robbery before it starts, which gives them the authority to just kind of harass anyone.
Exactly.
Okay. They have this in the inner city. It's police departments call it crime suppression.
This is going on in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. Brutalizing people. Nigerian police in general have a reputation for this, not just SARS. Mm-hmm. And so there's protests and there's a lot of chaos going on because of this. I found it interesting how this started a couple of days ago, right? Ooh. But we had a discussion mm-hmm. about this weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, my brother, keep going.
Isn't that weird?
It is. When you sent me the message about it, I was like, oh.
Isn't that weird? First, I got to say this. We are 100% against brutality, police brutality of any kind, no matter where it is.
Of course.
We're against that.
Full stop.
I'll tell you this, though, Jason. I was 13 years old in Ikeja, which is an area in Lagos, Nigeria. I was riding down. I was with our driver. Armed robbers try to pull him over on the highway.
With you in a car.
I'm in the car. I'm 13. He sees them trying to flag us down. He hits the gas. These people open fire. Right? I'm 13. So, crime, robbery, banditry, killing is a very real thing in Nigeria, right? It's not a joke. It's dead serious.
I mean, you were in a car getting shot at, man.
13. I would have done anything for SARS to be there that day. I was petrified, right? And it's like when something like that happens to you, right? And so the question that we have to ask ourselves, right? Why is there a need for SARS in the first place? Why is that necessary? It's one thing to say end SARS and end police brutality and end all these things. Why are they there? Mainstream media here in America, you have a couple who mention it, you know. Hey, there's protests going on in Nigeria. You know?
We talked about this, OC. That's why
we talked about
my face was when you sent it right. to me, it was like, what are they gonna do when it happens in Nigeria?
Oh, hey, there's protests going on.
People don't even if it blew up and people were actually talking about it, you would know what SARS was. Bam, like that.
Right, like,
you'd be
right
like, SARS, duh, 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 anti, you know, you would it'd be flying off the tongue. You'd have all the buzzwords.
Hey, there's protests going on over there, right?
Yeah. Black people killing black people.
That's it.
Yeah, no. It's
black people killing black people, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's
yeah. Ain't no outrage. Where's the wokeness? Where's all that?
You gotta be honest with yourself. You have to be honest with yourself. And you have to be honest with yourself when things
200 million black people, Jason, yeah. in that country.
When things aren't easy, when conversations if we're gonna say we need to address things. We need to speak about things out of our comfort zone, challenge norms, ideas, the whole nine. It can't stop. It can't stop when it doesn't fit your narrative.
Thank you.
It can't. Or we just are going to run around in this rat race circle.
Thank you. This was the point that we made.
We did.
A couple of weeks ago.
We literally talked about it.
Jason, don't nobody want to hear that. Right?
Right.
Don't nobody want to hear that?
No.
And it is, I see it and I'm like, wow. We literally just had this conversation.
We just had it. When you sent me the thing, I read and I was, you know, obviously I read up on it and I was like, oh gosh. Oh my gosh.
Be quiet.
And that's what I look for. You see people talking about it, but it's not a wave. It's a ripple. You know, it's not coming down hard. Once again,
the same police brutality, the same everything. It's going on right there. Jason, it's going on in Brazil, in the favelas. It's going on everywhere.
Yes.
But it's not a white police officer did this to. And so now,
people need clear cut narratives because it simplifies it for our brain to make sense of it. It's a good movie script. The characters are revealed and I can follow.
Thank you. And that's all it is.
And that's not the way the world is. The world isn't a good movie script.
Jason, here's my question though, right? When do we realize that? At what point, Jason, do we sit and ask ourselves, maybe it's not the way, because these things keep on happening. And nobody, it's like.
I think the difference is.
I don't understand.
I think that, you know, I think you need to go, when you try to learn something, open up your mind to learn it. Open up.
Are we capable of doing that as humans?
Yes, some people are, yes. Yes.
Some people, yes.
A lot of people are. I think, like anything, clarity comes from understanding. Understanding comes from knowledge. Knowledge comes from people listening. You know, I mean, everything you read, somebody wrote, you know, so I think you have to have, I think you, like anything, bro, you got to want it. There's a lot of people that say they want to get in, you know, they're doing something bad for their health, they want to change, and they want to change it, they do. But do they have the willpower? Mm. There's a lot of things I want to fix, and some things I do, some things I haven't. Why? And I have to ask myself that. You know, my daughter looks at me and says, Daddy, you don't listen. And I literally sat there and thought of all the times I haven't listened.
Mm.
It's like, oh my gosh, I'm not listening.
Mm.
You know, because it mattered that she said it. We just got to continue to grow. And hopefully, like conversations like we have, we're not solving the world here, but we're like, yo, let's think outside the box. Let's challenge the way we conversate about these things and topics. Because guess what? People have solved a lot of things with collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
There's all of these technological advances we have are because people together created.
Yep. You know, the main problem, and it's something you said on the last podcast, right? Something you said to me that stuck with me. It was like, I think a lot of things we see, but it seems so big that we feel like, man, we can't. And well, so you latch on to.
I go into my corner. Because the corner's already big.
And so you go there, right? But here's what I think. I think that there is a different way. I really do. I think there's a different way. I believe the problem that we're facing is poverty. Right?
I mean, there's no doubt in that. I think a lot of people agree with you.
A
ton of people do.
But marching and protesting against poverty, that's not sexy. Because it doesn't get the traction that we've seen with other things, right? And not only that, it's such a difficult problem to tackle.
Yeah, how do you pinpoint it? It's everywhere. And what kind of poverty are you speaking on?
Right.
It takes time to really. It's not the easy path. And you know what's crazy?
Time.
No matter where you are on the economic scale, right? Unless you're at the bottom, mm-hmm. right? I try my best to always help people, right? Mm-hmm. But I always use this example. When you're sitting at a restaurant eating, you're enjoying your meal, you're having a good time, you could think, you know, and I'm just putting myself out there. You know, when you see a homeless person standing in front of the window,
yep.
it makes you feel, you stop enjoying yourself.
Yep.
Now, I've checked myself, went out, you know, bought food, whatever. Mm-hmm. I've done something about that. But was that for me?
Mm.
To me feel better?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And I just say that because when you look at poverty, I mean, when you look at, I think there's four phases of it when I, you know, reading about it where, you know, it's really about a dollar a pound a day and mm-hmm. this, that. If you're over, I think, 6 pounds a day, like, mm-hmm. you're in a good place.
Yep.
Like, we forget that yeah. when compared to the rest of the world. World, you know, not developed economies.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But here's my thing. If we all mm-hmm. who could decided to do something, just something.
That's it.
About this situation.
Mm-hmm. Poverty.
Just something.
Yeah. It changed the world. That's all we can do is ourselves do something.
That's it.
That's it. No, I mean, however small you think it is, it's really not that small.
It's not. That is it, Jason. But if you're here, this person's here, this person's here. Yeah. If we all decided we're just going to do something small.
It changed the world. It
changed the entire world.
A conversation. You know, asking someone, do they need help? A mentor of mine told me one time, and I'll stop talking. He said every time, in America, he said, every time we'd pull up, it was early in my career, I saw him. Every time there was a guy on the side of the street, he would give him the money out of his pocket.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, that's great, that's great. And his thing was, man, if that's me one day, that $5 will change my life.
It's going to go a long way.
That's all he said.
It's going to go a long way.
He said, it'll change my life. And that's why he did it. And that was his action. It probably did change some people's lives. People do good stuff all the time.
All the time,
just
Jay.
You know, and just
all the
don't
time.
Think your small thing is unnoticed. Whatever it is, don't, because if you minimize that, there is no change.
Mm.
You don't have to be a big, huge whale to move things
not
in
at
the
all.
Ocean. You can be a little fish and you can do a lot. Just do what you can because you don't know who you'll impact and help. And I just think that's, man, I love to see a world like that for our kids.
Here's all I'm going to ask for everybody who's listening, right? Here's just all I'm going to ask. If you can, but if you can't, cool. But this is the only thing I'm going to ask of all our listeners. Just take today, and try to remove yourself from the bubble.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Just try to think outside the box just today. Don't go with the narrative.
Mm.
Don't go along with it.
Mm.
Just think. And say, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to, in whatever small, minuscule way I can, I'm going to try and help somebody else.
Watch how it makes you feel.
Just do that just today. Just remove the anger, the hatred, the what everybody else is saying and doing. Just put that to the side for now.
Mm-hmm.
Just for today. And say, I'm just going to try to help somebody today.
Changes everything.
See what happens.
I love it, brother. I love it.
Where we at, man?
OC, that was, yeah. I feel motivated,
yeah.
By the way. I feel motivated and I feel like I can do something. And that's, I feel like I can do something.
Something small.
That's it. That's it. We got to give the people what they want.
You must.
By the way, that's my go-to line, Strictly.
I like it. Now, if for any reason this kind of blows up. I want percentage of.
As soon as I go out there, I go, you got to give the people what they want.
But you have to.
You got to give the people what they want.
You must give them what they want.
And I don't know if it's what I'm about to do,
yeah,
but I'm going to try.
You're going to try.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
If that's what they want,
it works out. If not, won't be here long. Yeah. That being said, ask OC, ask J-Bell.
Okay.
All right. Ooh, this one's for you. This one's for you. Great comeback story. Alex Smith, Dak Prescott type situation back on the field. Would you feel bad hitting Alex Smith?
I smack him dead in his face. I wouldn't think nothing about that.
Gosh.
I would be upset that he even came on the field. I would be like, what are you doing here, buddy? Bro, what do you think?
You here?
I posted a tweet, but I wish if you knew me, right? The sarcasm.
Right, that was in there.
I was dripping off of that tweet.
Yes, yes.
The sarcasm.
Yes, yes, yes. I understand.
We don't care nothing about that.
We here to play.
You here to play.
And you are
I'm here.
Yeah, that's what I do.
We're gonna knock your head off. Yeah. Get out of here. Go home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go home.
Yeah. Colin, I think that answers your question.
Go home. Get out of here. We don't care nothing about that out here.
We seem so sympathetic in other things, and then we get on the field, and it's just
we just throw it all out. Yeah, yeah. This is how I feed not only my family. A lot of Nigerians are being fed like this, and you, we're going to destroy you for thinking that you could just walk
you
back
in the way.
No. I don't care about that.
Oh my goodness.
I'm sorry.
All right, that's Colin. I like that. Yeah. Obviously you motivated OC.
Yeah.
In a way he had a flashback a little bit. He had a flashback.
Your head would take it off your shoulders. That's what we want. That's what we want out there.
Jason, it's light.
Jason, it's goons out there, man.
Nah, it's
real life.
You can't go slow. You can't. Oh my God. You just can't do it. You can't. You got to play. You got to play fast.
You know who I blame? I blame the NFL.
Oh.
I blame them.
Why?
Because they portray this family friendly.
We are out there trying to win. I am out there trying to ball out. And it's fun. It's so fun.
Look at Jason. Look at that smile. Jason's a flat out killer. This guy was literally trying to end people out there. Look at him smiling though. He's smiling.
He was trying to kill people so hard.
Jason will knock you out and laugh. And be like, I'm sorry. we go on the sideline, we celebrate, we're like, hey, J Bell. Hey. Look at that guy. We almost killed him. We're horrible human beings.
Oh my gosh.
We're the worst people on earth.
Because we get in their lines and we are trying. We respect everybody, but it's man, it is an impose your will.
What? Thing. And then you get out of there and act like nothing even happened.
Nothing. Because you know in the game, if you're imposing your will, you can see when the other person cracks.
When they quit.
You can it's
oh, he's finished.
He's finished. It's a video game. It's finish him.
Yeah, he's finished.
Finish him.
And it feels good.
Oh, my goodness.
Right, doesn't it?
Oh.
It feels good. Oh. He's done.
And you know when you're close, I've been close to being the guy getting finished. I've been the guy no looking mercy. Like, oh my gosh. They found me. They know I'm weak. And they're going to continue
they're coming.
To attack me.
It's going
to
be no sympathy.
Until I do something that backs them up.
Yep.
Because they're not going, oh, we feel bad for that guy number 33.
It's the He's opposite.
Not having a good day.
It's the opposite.
Go. Attack.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. That's the game.
Anyway.
Oh. Steve Kilner. Mm-hmm. Garrett, Mitchell, Hunt, OBJ, Baker. Are the Browns serious contenders this year?
I would say that they are a very dangerous football team. They are. When you got those kind of players, Gat's the best defensive end in football. Him and Aaron Donald are I'm confused as to what they're doing out there.
Top of the game.
Baker Mayfield has, some tendencies to make some mistakes. Mm-hmm. But this guy, he's a very, very good football player.
Yes.
He really is. And, I watched that game, and I was watching some of the plays that this guy was making, mm-hmm. right? He's a very good player.
Yes.
If you can eliminate those, one or two mistakes, he's an up echelon quarterback.
Stefanski, that's what I'm going to say.
It's crazy.
Stefanski, the new head coach, you can see what happens when you have a play caller come in, and your point exactly. Everything he's doing is like, I got these weapons. OBJ was a distraction player
yep.
this week.
Yep.
He was a decoy.
Yep.
But it was brilliant. It got everybody else going, mm-hmm. you know? That being said, Stefanski understands Baker Mayfield.
Yep.
And he has prevented him from himself.
Yep.
That's what you want from a good coach.
I like that team.
I like them, man. They're good. They've changed.
Yeah.
They've changed.
They're fun to watch.
Yes, they are. So, OC, Hugh Woozencroft.
Yep.
Did I say that right?
You
Woozencroft.
Yep.
That's an expensive last name.
It is.
That is. When you sign
yeah.
for something,
yeah.
people know.
I'm going to tell you something about
they
you,
got to pay.
Go ahead.
Okay. On Twitter, the TV radio host, shout out to Hugh. We got yep. a shout out to Hugh.
Yes, we
okay.
do.
All right. He wants a tale of the tape between us as Jay Bell is about to get very trim. Mm. Can OC keep?
I saw that. I saw that.
Trim alert.
Let me tell you something.
Av alert.
Let me tell you something. There is zero chance I'm going to be able to keep up.
Ooh.
Zero.
Not with you having me laugh like this too on top of all this stuff?
Zero chance. My days of really hard work are over.
Oh.
Those days are done.
I got a chance now.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Because you come in with off-season abs.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And you make me get on my A game.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But I'm not going to be trim. I realized something,
Tell me.
I realized that in some form or fashion, not only do I like to eat,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I've also come to the understanding that being a little bigger is good, man.
Yeah.
It's good.
It is good.
It eliminates a lot of unnecessary riffraff.
Yeah, yeah. You don't get a lot of pestering. You don't have it's that second, you know, guest look. It's
yeah.
like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Not today.
Nah.
I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, so, like, I know now, right, that just regular people, they're just not going to try me.
Yeah.
They're just not
right.
going to.
Yeah.
So if somebody tries me, I know this is a life or death situation.
Yes, yes.
And I better be prepared.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know,
and
so.
And the people that really know what they're doing, they're not trying anybody.
Yes, exactly. So I've eliminated like 99% of a lot of my problems
yeah.
just by sheer size
yes, yes,
and
yes.
intimidation.
Big shoulders.
Yeah.
Big shoulders.
Yeah. So I'm going to maintain my girth. I'm going to maintain it. I'm going to enjoy my food. I'm going to enjoy my life, oh.
Enjoy your life, oh.
So no, Hugh.
Hugh, that's I finally might win something, Hugh.
Yeah. I follow Hugh on Twitter.
Nice.
Yeah, I do. Here's the thing. I didn't quite know by his name that he was a brother.
Hmm.
I didn't know. I thought it was a white guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I followed Hugh. And I was like, oh, he's black.
Oh, my God.
No, for real. Like,
oh!
I did, yeah. Because, you know, I was seeing a lot of the things that, you know, he's a big fan of us,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
And, you know,
I
followed him, and then I was looking at, you know, his feed, and I was like, oh, I like this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day I saw on his feed, he was talking to somebody, and I saw his face. I was like, oh.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, he's black. So shout out to Hugh, man.
Shout out to Hugh, man.
Yeah, shout out to Hugh. He's a good dude.
I like
good
it, man.
Dude. We've actually had conversations.
Great question.
Yeah.
Great question. Thanks for the love, man. My stomach's cramping.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize.
It's done for the day.
I'm sorry.
Shout out to the Uprise.
Yep.
Ooh. Never forget. So far, never forget. Suffer, never forget. Now money's coming for less. I know they settle for less. The nail is cash and collect. You are cash and collect. Stell is cash and collect. Dollar cash and collect. Naira cash and collect. Suffer, never forget. Now money's coming for less. I know they settle for less. The nail is cash and collect. You are cash and collect. Stell is cash and collect.
chicks, cash and flip. Yeah. Man's got